Time to look at audio description now, and looking at it in real terms when it comes to performances. And our man in the stalls joins us, Vidar Hjarding. Hello.
How are you, Simon?
I'm well, thank you. And you've been out to see something quite exotic, haven't you?
Indeed, a very new play, and performed by the RST, the Royal Shakespeare Company, directed by their deputy artistic director, Erica Wyman. It's a new play by Anders Lustgarten, and it's called The Seven Acts of Mercy. And for anyone who's a student of the history of art, that might immediately mean something, because it's one of the famous paintings by Michelangelo Caravaggio, who's a 17th, 16th, 17th century artist, very acclaimed artist. And although that's the title of the play, it is well worth pointing out that there are, in fact, two separate storylines running through the work, which become increasingly interlinked, very cleverly interlinked, actually, during the course of the drama. So you have 1606, when the artist Caravaggio is exiled to Naples, and he's in the process of painting this Seven Acts of Mercy in the church, which is really the city's sort of main charitable institution at the time. And then interspersed with that, so in a sense, alternating acts, alternating scenes, you have retired and terminally ill union activist Leon Carragher, who's bringing up his grandson, Mickey, trying to educate Mickey about the importance of art and paintings, in particular pictures by Caravaggio. And as I say, as the plot unfolds and storylines in each 20th century and 17th century context come together, it's very, very gripping, very powerful. And 2016 Bootle in Liverpool, which is where Leon and his grandson live, and are basically that's the context for their part of the drama. They're battling to maintain their council flat.
Now, it's quite an involved and quite a complicated play, and very visual, I would have thought, as well.
Very, very visual, and not least because the title, the eponymous title, the picture in the is clearly visual. So, you know, the depiction of these so-called seven acts of mercy, sometimes pictures known as the seven works of mercy as well, is obviously very visual. Various things are projected onto the back, including different photos at different points, and indeed pictures and paintings too. So yes, very, very visual. And again, interesting for those who may have had some sight, who've benefited from the audio description and the touch tour, etc., to hear that the lighting is particularly effective. Different styles of lighting for different parts of the place, the 17th century and then the 2016 sort of backdrop. And gradually they too start to get similar, and there are closer links even as far as the lighting is concerned. So I guess that's a bit symbolic really of how the play progresses.
Now, how did the audio description help you to appreciate this play more then?
I think what I would say, Simon, is that let's start with a touch tour. So for anyone who doesn't know, I would say if not every, just about every audio described performance at a theatre will include a touch tour. And the RST are very good at that. And not only do you get a chance to go on stage and examine the set and some of the props and the costumes, but very often you get the opportunity to meet with a couple of the cast and or members of the stage crew, the ASM or the director or whatever. And on this occasion, we were lucky enough to meet Patrick O'Kane, who's in the lead role, playing Caravaggio. Also, another member of the cast who plays a young man with special needs, and his name's Nicky Priest, the actor Nicky Priest. And we also talked with Alex Thorpe, who's the associate director. So really, really interesting to hear about the characters' roles from the two actors, and also to hear about the play and how it came together, and more about, you know, the direction of it from Alex. So that was great. And as part of that, Carolyn Smith and Julia Grundy, who are our audio describers, helped us to have a look at props, costumes, described the set, which we'd already had described to us on the pre-show notes. That's also worth just flagging up for anyone who doesn't know. You can get either online, or if you'd rather have it sent out as a CD, introductory notes, which give you the cast, the credits, the creatives, who's playing which role, description of the different characters, what they're wearing, their facial expressions, all that type of thing, and indeed a little bit about the set and all the rest of it, so that if you do have time, and I'd recommend it's good to do it if you're able, before you go on stage for the touch tour, you've got a sort of idea of what you're going to expect and hopefully what you might want to know more about.
Sounds like this would be a real challenge to actually describe.
I think it was, although the dialogue clearly helps tell the story, but there were, you know, quite a lot of visual images. I've talked about the photos, the paintings, all that sort of thing, which I guess were fundamental to the plot. So yes, Julia and Carolyn did a great job describing that, and it was, for me, a really, really powerful drama. It's got to be said that it was, well, I think probably throughout, not gratuitously, but there was language which maybe some people might have found offensive, but I thought it was very relevant to the portrayal of what was going on. So I thought that was you know, if you like, I guess, an integral part of the drama and the action. And, a little bit violent, particularly in the second half. Quite an earthy drama, quite a gritty drama, but very thought-provoking and really challenging, and great to see something that's new, and great to talk with people who are actually either involved in it on stage or have been part of putting it on stage. A real plus for anyone who, you know, takes advantage of that audio-described experience. And I've used the expression before, but I won't shy away from using it again, I guess. Those of us who are visually impaired feel VIPs in all senses of that expression.
Yeah, it just sounds like a prime example of where audio description has leveled the playing field, if you like, for blind and partially sighted when it comes to, especially a new play like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it was great. And actually, just chatting with one or two people on the touch tour, rather nice that a couple of people had turned up. We're spending the weekend in Stratford, and just thought they'd come off on the spec to see what was on, and they didn't know there was an audio described performance of this play, but there was, and one of the couple was visually impaired, so really enhanced their weekend. So that was meant to be for them, I think. So and they thoroughly enjoyed it too.
Now, Vidar, would love to hear from you if you have been to see any audio-described performances. I'd love to hear from you as well, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to encourage as many as can be to actually dip your toe in to live performance.
Absolutely. It's, you know, for me, and people who are regular listeners will hopefully have gleaned over the months and years that I've been privileged to talk to you and colleagues about audio described performing arts, theatre, opera, ballet, whatever it might be, musicals. I really would love to feel that other people were getting and deriving the same amount of pleasure that I certainly have done over the years and hope to do for many years to come. And I'd like to think that more and more people were, you know, being able to access the arts and enjoy that thrill of being in a live auditorium and experiencing the variety that there clearly is.
And you're also very good at pub quizzes, I hear.
Now then, I'm not sure about that.
Right, what we'd like you to do then at home is, if you haven't tried audio description and performance, we'd love you to find out a performance you feel interested in and then just make some inquiries to see if it's available.
Absolutely.
Yep. Great. Fantastic chatting with you, Vidar, as always. You bring a bit of sunshine. We will speak to you again very soon.
Great to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed, Simon.